Time for our Rural Solutions Technology Update Show. John Teresa Whitty of Rural Solutions here in downtown Madison. And it's the first show of the year, guys.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, everybody. Yeah.
Did you have a good holiday break?
Absolutely.
Good.
We did some work in our yard.
Yeah, how weird is that?
How often do you do that in January?
I heard some people rake their yard in January.
Yeah, we had some tree trimming to do, so
Nice.
Why not?
Here's my favorite show. Oh, my second favorite show. I really enjoyed last week.
Yeah. Okay. What is the name of the show, Paul?
Okay, I'm going to read. I have it in front of me here. Procrastination.
Nope. This is my favorite part of the year because I make Paul try to say that word.
And you know it's I can't say that word.
2024 prognostications for the year 2024.
All right.
John is going to predict to us or make some suggestions on what he thinks will happen in the technology world in this coming year.
All right. So let's get to it.
All right. Yeah, we always have a lot to say.
So, John, what is going to happen in the technology world in 2024?
Well, you know, if anybody does a Google on future when it comes to technology, all you see is articles about artificial intelligence.
AI,
yeah. And, you know, it's interesting because it's been around forever. I mean, in the late 50s, they were talking about it. In the 60s, you know, back in the 80s, 90s when I was in college for computer science.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah, it was. It was. But, you know, we had to take AI class. It was called artificial intelligence. And then we also had to have ethics in computing, which was talking about the ethical things about artificial intelligence. And
so what kind of things were AI back then?
It was just
besides
theories.
Sci-fi.
Theories,
okay.
You know, because we knew it was coming, but it wasn't, you know, it wasn't really here, but, you know, and really, the only thing that the reason we're hearing so much about it now is because the cost of the storage that it takes, because all your rules when you create an artificial intelligence, it's like your memory, you know, as a human. Mm-hmm. It needs so much data in a database, so much storage space, and it needs to be able to process that data really fast.
So you need a really fast processor, and you need a big database.
Yep. And
big storage.
And in 22, into 23, we had that kind of tip the scales to be
the
affordable.
Capabilities of doing that.
Yep. Yeah.
So it became more affordable, you're saying.
And I did miss the boat on that one because I didn't see that price coming down to that price point, and that's why it just all of a sudden it's all you hear about. And, you know, it's what's, you know, the main selling point of what the future holds. I don't know. So I had to talk about it. And I think what we're going to do in 24, we're going to hear more and more, you know, all these companies want to be the first to create their thing. They're going to keep hyping it up. But the scary part for me is that our laws, you know, politically, we don't have enough any rules, you know, on the government side on how to handle, how to create it. What if this happens? What if that happens? And so they're going to keep on hyping it. And there's going to be some companies that do have some software that is AI. But I think we're going to hear more about AI from a political standpoint, especially in an election year, than we are about actually having it change our lives, you know.
Give me some examples of artificial intelligence, John or Teresa.
Well, they call them self-learning technologies. So I want this program to be able to call people and robocall, let's say. I want them to say these things, but so I have to have all the potential
answers
in this database for questions that people ask, and you try to think ahead and
so. When you call and you don't get to talk to a person, you just keep talking to the computer. That's AI.
Yeah,
and if you give a answer, then the computer will tell you this question. And if you give B as your answer, then they'll give this.
Right.
They'll keep going that way. That's artificial intelligence.
Yep.
We talked a little bit about how you can use artificial intelligence. You can go to different types of websites, and they will be able to, you know, if you say, how can I say this in a better way? And it'll give you ideas of how to say it better. And, you know, there's a big concern that kids at school will use AI to write their papers that they're supposed to be writing.
Yep.
Because you give it a topic and it'll write a paper for you.
Yeah, and I can't speak for school boards, but I imagine, you know, is that cheating?
And they're already dealing with that.
Yes, and they're already having a deal with that. So I think we're going to hear legislation about artificial intelligence, how it can be used, and to what level, and things like that. So
we got our granddaughter kind of an AI tool for Christmas. It's her own. What are those called? Alexa. It's her own Alexa. So it's a children's Alexa.
Oh, really?
That she can, you know, ask to do different things, but it's very much protected from, bad website. Yeah. It limits the places that she can ask. Mm-hmm. You know, she can say, read me a story or, turn my lights down, and there's a little lamp, and it connects with their other Alexa, so they can say, hey, turn off her light or turn our light on or whatever. Yeah. You know, it does different things.
A smart house.
Artificial intelligence, John.
Yep.
So, and what's the big thing this year you're predicting?
I think we're going to see more of that politically.
In law.
In law and things like that, rather than it being something that just makes our lives easier.
Okay. All right, good. What's number two you're predicting for 2024, John?
Well, we always talk about Windows versions, and, you know, we got Windows 10.
Which was going to be the last Windows
one
version ever,
remember? And it was just going to be downloading updates from then. Well, then Windows 11 came out, and if you remember last week, we talked about how there isn't a very big market share yet. It's under 20% of Windows 11. And
so most people are still using Windows 10.
And they will continue. Well, Microsoft decided that they're not selling enough, so they are going to end of life Windows 10 here coming up in 2025, early 2025. Mm. So that's their thing. And so, you know, I think, you know, when you have less than 20% of usage on Windows 11, what do you think Microsoft will do? They'll release Windows 12. So we're going to see a Windows 12 coming out here now in this next year.
Wow.
And
when's that going to stop?
It's not going to. It's we're back to that every 3 years. They release a whole new operating system.
Because they can make money?
Yep. It's all about the money.
It's trillion. I mean, every time they would do this, it comes down to trillions of dollars. T, not B, which is a lot of money. And so, I'm thinking that they're going to release this, and people are going to have to start, making decisions. What are their options if they don't want to spend the money and update again and all that? And A, you could probably ignore it and stay not cutting edge and not have updates and stuff like that. We all obviously talked a lot of times about what the ramifications are that, you're dangerous and everything. Or you can buy you can buy a new computer with Windows 11 or 12 on it.
Right.
And have...
I can see we're not going to get through all five of them right now.
Oh, yeah, that's
we're
true.
We're only on number two.
We're only on number two, but I tell you what, So we'll have to do a part two next week then. Is that okay?
Yeah, we're already almost done, Oh, my goodness.
Time flies.
We might have to do it three shows.
A little bit more about Windows 12.
So, 12.
So you're predicting by the end of 2025 that
you won't be able to get updates for your Windows 10. You'll be able to pay for them, but you won't be able to get...
Are people still using Windows 7?
Windows 7 is about the last. I don't think I know of anybody going
XP.
Going to XP still. But there are some Windows 7 users out there still. Okay. We see that. And
they're just not getting updates?
They're just not getting updates, which makes them more vulnerable to hacking.
Okay.
That's basically the... Yeah. Right. And then some software won't work on that anymore.
Okay. So if you're just tuning in, we're... John is predicting what's going to happen in 2024.
That's right.
Yep.
And there was five things that John had, but we only did two of them.
We got through two.
So we'll do the next three next week then.
Sounds good, Paul.
Sounds like the plan.
All right. So, So tell us where you're located if people have questions or want to buy a computer or fix their computer.
That's right. We do all of that, and we are located right on Main Street, Madison, across from United Prairie Bank. And you can give us a call at 320-698-4747.
or you can send us an email, support@ruralsolutions.com.
All right, that's John and Teresa Whitty, and that's our Rural Solutions Technology Update Show for this week.